Wednesday, September the 1st, and we are in the third servant song in Isaiah 50, chapter 50, and verses 4 through 9. And yesterday we just looked at verses 5 and 6, and I want to pick it up now at verse 7. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. I have set my face like a flint. I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Well, these two final verses, 10 and 11, form a challenge to follow the servant and to trust him. And he imagines one of his children walking in darkness and having no light. And it's a call to heed the voice of the servant, to listen to him, to cry out to him, because he's right there. Trust in the name of the Lord. Rely upon your God. One faltering step at a time. But you say to yourself, didn't Jesus say in John 8, verse 10, I am the light of the world, and he who walks in darkness he who walks with me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. But they're two different darknesses. There's a darkness that John 8 is talking about that comes from not knowing God at all. It's the darkness of man-made religion. It's the darkness of idolatry. It's the darkness of a will that is set against God. That's really dark. But there's also a darkness of adversity, a darkness that comes because of pain. There's a darkness that comes because of unanswered questions. But it's a darkness that knows the Lord, and even with faltering faith, trusts the Lord. And so the servant, this gentle, wise servant, is calling upon those who are walking in that kind of darkness to trust him and to walk in his footsteps. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who equip yourselves with burning torches, walk by the light of your fire and by the torches that you have kindled. This you have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. If you walk according to your own torches, your man-made torches, you will eventually lie down in torment. And only as you walk in the light of the servant's light will you know peace and assurance and ultimately everlasting life. Well, that's chapter 50. We'll start chapter 51 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.